WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
There is a 50% chance of scattered showers and storms in the early evening tonight, then partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 69, mixed skies tomorrow, hot and muggy, scattered thunderstorms likely by afternoon, some could be severe with a high of 89, any showers and storms gradually ending tomorrow night, then partly cloudy with a low of 65, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid on Tuesday and with a high of 81, and then partly cloudy and comfortable on Wednesday with a high of 75. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 3 to 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 85 degrees.
100.9 WRCR.
So late, don't get in that car and just drive away. Oh, where would you go? Who would I see? I ain't one to beg, but baby, please let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where. Burned out, oh girl, what you say? We pour gas on it now. I hear every tear that falls down on the floor. I'll drown if you'll step away from that door. Let me kiss that goodbye off your lips. Let your heart stay right where.
Glasses too. He's trying hard to be like daddy, but if he only knew. I want to be like him. I want to be like him. Innocent to these crazy times we're living in. I want to have no fear. I want to be that wise. I look at this world around me. Child's eyes. I wanna feel no shame. I wanna have no sin. He wants to be like me. I wanna be like him. living at this desk with a big deadline to meet. The boss is on my back and the fire's at my feet. I've been cursing that old clock, 'cause this day is just too long. And he's playing with his blocks at home there with his mom. I wanna be like him, I wanna be like him. Innocent to these crazy times we're living in. I wanna have no fear, I wanna be that wise. I look at this world around me through a child's eyes. I wanna feel no shame, I wanna have no sin. He wants to be like me, I wanna be like.
Turns out, oh, I was looking for you. everyone. It's time for another Sunday of Home Talent Baseball. Today, with a lot of playoff implications, the Arena Aces play host to Blanchardville. We have a game coming up here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The pregame show is coming up next as we set the stage for the Sunday games. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
With only 2 weeks left in the regular season, the Sunday League in hometown baseball is getting heated with playoff spots up for grabs. Here's the aerial action starting in the northern section on Wednesday. Black Earth will be at Reedsburg. Then on Friday, Mazomani will be at Plain. Mazomani clinches a playoff berth with a win. And Ashton will be at Black Earth. Then on Saturday, Sauk Prairie will be at Ashton. Sauk Prairie clinches the number one seed in the northern section with a win and a Reedsburg loss. And Cazenovia will be at Cross Plains. Cross Plains clinches a playoff berth with a win and a Plain loss. Then on Sunday, Cazenovia will be at Reedsburg. Cross Plains will travel to Mazomani. Plain will be at Middleton. And Wanakee will travel to Sauk Prairie. Wanakee clinches a playoff berth with a win or a Cazenovia and Plain losses. Congratulations to Sauk Prairie, Ashton, Middleton, and Reedsburg for clinching playoff spots. Then in the western section on Friday, Blanchardville will be at Argyle. Then on Saturday, Shulsburg-Benton will travel to Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Then on Sunday, Blanchardville will be at Arena. Arena clinches a playoff berth with a win and a Ridgeway loss and a Blanchardville loss to Argyle on Friday. Hollandale will travel to Verona. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will be at Belleville. Belleville clinches a playoff berth with a win or a Ridgeway loss. Ridgeway will be at Shulsburg-Benton. Shulsburg-Benton clinches a playoff spot with wins over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb and Ridgeway and a Blanchardville loss. Then Dodgeville will travel to Wyota, and Muscadet will be at Argyle. Argyle clinches a playoff spot with wins over Blanchardville and Muscadet, or Argyle could also clinch a playoff spot with a win over Blanchardville and a Ridgeway loss. And congratulations to Pine Bluff Mount Horeb for clinching a playoff spot as they join Verona, Dodgeville, and Hollandale into the postseason. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today.
Napa know-how.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Arena manager Nick Jennings joins us. Nick, it's coming down there to the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and is Sunday's game an important one for the Arena Aces?
Yes, it is. We got to try and get that one if we can. Blancherville, we played them earlier in the year over Memorial Day weekend, and we actually had a 5-0 lead on them down there after 6 innings, and we let that one get away from us. All that being said, they have the ability to strike at any moment with some of the hitters they have. And so it's going to be it'll be a challenging game for us. We'll have to stay focused and do the best we can.
Last Sunday, you got some really good performances, but it started on the mound with Elijah Ault, didn't it?
Yes. Elijah, that's the first real good, solid game he's pitched this year. And it was a good thing to see because Elijah is a very capable pitcher. He's did really well for us in the past from that position. And just his overall leadership is great to have on our team. And we're looking forward to Sunday. With the heat this Sunday, we may be thinking about splitting things up a little bit. So he'll definitely come into play if he can go any part of the game on Sunday.
Well, that's the thing. You've got some guys that can pitch, and pitching and catching on a day like that, that's a real challenge, right?
It is, yeah. We've got two guys who can catch, even a third. The third guy, though, we kind of need him on the infield. But it's really important. We just want to make sure we're watching everybody and staying well hydrated and, so we can perform the best we can. So.
Nick Jennings, our guest here on WRCS pregame show. We'll have more in just a moment. Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Sparked Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Sparked Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit-flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine, and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Nick Jennings joins us on WRCO Radio. Nick, right now in the playoff standings, you're in the playoffs if the season ended today, but you could better yourself with a couple of more wins, couldn't you?
We could, yeah. And the teams are we've got Blanchardville and Wyota, who are below us in the standings, but the other two teams are Hollandale and Mount Horeb Pine Bluff, and they're both those teams are having real good years, Hollandale in particular. So we've got to try to get this one Sunday, and next Friday night we go down to Wyota. That's a makeup from earlier in the year. We got to try to steal that one as well, because the other two teams are, they can be beat, but we're going to have to play our absolute best against them. And so we should make it easy on ourselves by beating the teams we should be able to beat. So,
well, you've got some guys that that have played well for you. Who's been hitting the ball real well for you lately, Nick?
Well, here lately, Elijah Ault, Nate Jennings, Jimmy Jennings has been coming on strong here lately, and of course Alan Spurley is. Always been a good hitter for us. He's doing pretty good as well.
You'll need some of that here as you get late in the season. Sometimes it seems like the pitching and defense take over, don't they?
They do. They do. The pitching and the defense are really important. We've been a little more focused on these last few games, and so that's important. That's essentially what it boils down to. The hitting part, you can be a little creative and make things happen, but the pitching and the defense, that has to be there for you. So I think we'll be okay, but we got to stay focused.
What would it mean to the team and the franchise if you can make the playoffs and have a good run here in the postseason?
I think, well, it'd be great. We got back into the league a couple of years ago, we've been in the playoffs in the night league and Sunday league. This will be our third year if we make it again this year. We had not experienced a non-playoff season as of yet in either night league or Sunday. So the boys, they know that, and they stay energized about that because they strive to be in the playoffs. And it's fun. It really is.
Not that you have a problem with that, but it does keep players engaged if you're still relevant and you've got a chance in July, right?
It does. It does. They're more committed, and they're willing to do what it takes to make that happen. So.
All right, Nick. Well, always good to talk to you. We'll look forward to seeing the Aces again on Sunday, and good luck against Blanchardville.
Okay, Phil. Thank you very much.
Arena manager Nick Jennings on WRCO Sports.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Joan Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brewhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome to Arena this afternoon on a very warm, toasty day. We are glad to have baseball. Just happy that we're able to play this one here today after the severe storms that rolled through last night. And we know that they brought a lot of rain and wind and lightning to the area. But Arena, exceptionally hard hit with another shower this morning. And all total, 4.5 to 5 inches of rain here at the park yesterday and last night. So they are lucky to have the game in. We're going to take time out and be back with the starting lineups and more from Arena in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Here are the starting lineups from Arena. The Aces taking on the Blanchardville Bullets this afternoon. On the mound for the Aces, left-hander Ethan Wickman. Working behind the plate is Max Miles. Playing first base for the Aces, Alan Spurley. Jimmy Jennings is at second. Eli Alt is shortstop today. And Dane McAwee is anchoring third base. In left field, Trey Schulte. Wyatt Miller is in center. And Braden Prohaska is in right field. For the Blanchardville Bullets, coached by Larry Schlem, Tyler McKim, the shortstop, leads it off, followed by A.J. Hendrickson, the center fielder. Jameson Johnson in right field, that's third. Kyle Kleppe at third base, hitting cleanup. Drew Schlem, the first baseman, that's fifth. Cole Brewer at second, it's sixth. Cooper Dreyfus, the DH, will follow. And then it is Riley Gould playing left field, hitting eighth. And Carson Kirshner, the catcher, hits number nine. Not batting today, the pitcher, Hunter Enloe. That's how it goes for the 3-6 Blanchardville franchise. Coming in today with a 4-5 record, the Arena Aces. Throw down to second base and around the horn, and we've got baseball today. Just about 2.5 hours delayed here today. But again, glad to get it in. Just hoping the rain stays away for a couple of hours, and we assume it should. We do have our tents and canopies up here today to protect my fair skin, and, of course, in case it rains. Wickman on the hill, ready to go. Here we are. McKeown with the bat, and here's the pitch. He rips it towards short. One hopper, Alt, comes up, fires a strike to first in time. One up and one down here in Arena. That'll bring up A.J. Hendrickson. Hendrickson, the center fielder. Blanchardville adorned in their white and green uniforms. We see Blanchardville from time to time in the western section and have, for years, have a nice franchise. Wickman with the stretch in the pitch, and there is a nice strike. Nothing and one to the batter. We were in Blanchardville this year on the last day of the year for the Riverdale Chieftains in the regional final. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Wickman working quickly here today in the opening inning. Here comes this pitch. That one is just a bit low. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Looking out of this diamond, you would never know that they had 4.5 to 5 inches of rain. But it took a little due diligence to get it going. Inside fastball is called strike two. Two balls and two strikes to Hendrickson. This Blanchardville club is a young ball club. Again, they've struggled a little bit record-wise, but they are very capable. Here's a rip to right down the line. That is a fair ball, says the umpire. Here goes Hendrickson around first, digging for two as the throw comes down from Prohaska, and it is a double. A one-out double for Blanchardville, and the batter will be the right fielder, Jameson Johnson. Johnson will dig in, a recent All-Star, the All-State baseball team, and played in the All-Star games, along with Micah Salisbury from our immediate area. Johnson hit a couple of home runs that day against Riverdale. I think one that's still going. Right-handed batter standing in. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Graduate of Pecatonica High School. Hendrickson leads at second base. Wickman ready to go from the belt, and the pitch bounces foul down the third base line. One ball and one strike. occasionally a breeze here today. That does help us in the bug department. I did bring on my rappel, which I believe was put out in 2021. It's a good year, though. I think it's still potent. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Glickman blows by a fastball on the upper register there. And Jameson behind in the count now. 1-2. Runner leads slightly at second. Alt sneaking in behind the runner briefly. And now here comes the pitch outside. 2-2. Kyle Kleppe due next. We're visiting Blanchardville today. They got a good number of fans. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They got it. Big strikeout for Wickman. 2-0 now for Kyle Kleppe. Kleppe playing third base today, wearing number 7. And a left-handed batter. Lefty against lefty here. A lot of home talent games are wrapping up there, getting done. We understand Belleville has defeated Pine Bluff Mount Horeb today. Final score, 7-3, Belleville. Wickman checks the runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Good strike. Nothing and one. Jeff Ostheimer calling the balls and strikes today, and Glenn Schulte, the bases, as assigned by the Home Talent Baseball League. Nothing and one. Here comes the pitch. This one ripped down the line, foul, just outside the first base bag, and it's strike two. Nothing and two to the hitter. Drew Schlemm in the hitter's circle for Blanchardville in the opening inning. Blanchardville trying not to waste that one-out double. Hendrickson awaits at second, gets the lead. Here's the pitch, chopped foul again outside of first. Fluffy hanging on here for Blanchardville. And a new baseball comes out. Kind of like a Field of Dreams here at the arena with Horn, especially over the left field there. Haven't seen any ghosts coming out with their gloves yet. Here's the pitch. Change up. It's just a little bit low. Bottom fell out of that one. Down goes to a ball. And 2-2 on Kleppe. Kyle steps back in. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball sharply to first. This one just in play. And Spurley steps on the bag unassisted for the out. In the top half of the first for Blanchardville, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. After a half inning of play, Blanchardville nothing and Arena coming up. This is Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full-service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed through Sunday. Turbos will reopen to serve great lunches and dinners starting Wednesday, July 17th. You'll enjoy the festive atmosphere along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great tasting food, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbos Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbos in Hub City will be closed now through this Sunday.
Leading off for Arena is Eli Ault, and he takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ault and then Ethan Wickman and Trey Schulte, 1-2-3 in the Arena order in the bottom half of inning number one. Here's the next pitch. That one is popped up. The catcher is back, and that one is over our heads. Don't want to have any tent damage here. That one just missed it. 1-1, Hunter Renlow on the mound for Blanchardville. He's also a left-hander, so battle of lefties today. Arson Kirshner behind the plate. 1-1 offering, Ault bounces it right back up through the box and in there for the base hit. So Ault starts it off strong for Arena, one on, nobody out. And Ethan Wickman will be the batter. Mentioned left fielder Schulte follows, and then Nate Jennings, the DH today. Alan Spurley at first base. Jimmy Jennings, the second baseman, hit sixth. Wyatt Miller, the center fielder, seventh. Max Miles, the catcher, eighth. And Dane McElwee is the third baseman, batting number nine. Runner at first. Enlow checks and now deals. Batter squares to bunt, brings it back, hits the ball. One ball and no strikes. Whitman with high school and college experience. Brings a lot to the Aces. We've not seen him in our couple of broadcasts with the Arena team. Squares to bunt, brings it back, hits ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Certainly brings a lot of pitching depth to this team. Arena, if they could make the playoffs, they've got some definite potential, especially to play back-to-back days. Here's a strike taken, and it is 2-1 to the batter. The performance that we saw Eli Ault put on last week at Muscadet, 12 strikeouts. We gave up three hits. 2-1 offering, batter squares, bunts it right out in front of the pitcher. Picked up, he'll bobble, throws to first in time. Close play, sacrifice is complete. Ault at second. Wickman out on the sacrifice bunt. Here is Trey Schulte, the left fielder. Arena very good at playing the small ball and getting those runners into scoring position, doing the important things. So here is Schulte. And low with a runner right behind him. Ault takes a couple of steps off the bag, and here comes the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Good to see Larry Schlim, longtime manager of Blanchardville. I used to call his games back in the day. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Ripped in the air, left center field. That one is going to gap, and Arena is going to score. Here comes Ault around third. He'll score. Throw coming to second. Going to be close. Not in time. Trey Schulte with a sliding two-bagger, and Arena leads 1-0. Good piece of hitting, and that'll bring up the DH, Nate Jennings. Good piece of hitting there for Arena to take the lead. Jennings, the DH today. And Nate stands in for the right side. Enlow looking in for the target from Kirshner. Now time is called. Arena had a game last night scheduled with Mesa Maney, and they got just a brief part of the game in before the rains came. Here comes the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one. Canceled the baseball with all the rain, but then they did get the fireworks in here in Arena. Runner leads at second base. Enlow is set. Yep. Pickoff move. Throws to second. Not in time. Schulte gets the hand back in at second base. Fireworks. In fact, John Peterson called and said they were still going. So that was good credibility for WRCO. Here's the pitch down low for a ball runner going to third as that ball pops away. Throw to third. Not in time. Trey Schulte takes advantage, and Arena now has a runner at third, with only one away. Runner composes himself. Now Schulte steps up, leads off of third. Jennings back and ready. Here comes the pitch. That one is chopped toward third. Kleppe picks it up, throws to first. In time, the runner stays at third. Two away now, a 5-3 put out. And that'll bring up Al Frehley. Frehley making his way in with a runner at third base and an opportunity to take a 2-0 lead here in the opening inning. Frehley taps the plate. Lefty against lefty here in the bottom half of the first. Enloe with a pitch, bouncing ball, foul outside of first. Strike one, a loud strike. He'll come back and do it again. Second and last week of the regular season for Home Talent Baseball. Playoffs begin in 2 weeks if all goes well. 0-1 offering. Enloe ready. Here comes the pitch. Changeup, strike two. Nothing and two to Alan Frehley. Schulte leads at third. Gets a good lead. Here comes the kick and the pitch. Bouncing ball, foul. Over to the Blanchardville dugout. They'll bring it back and do it again. Very little breeze blowing. But at least the sun is kind of shaded a little bit here now. Changes the temperature by a few degrees. Schulte back to third. Two-strike pitch in the dirt. Nice scoop there by the catcher. Schulte, he was ready to sprint home there, but a good play by Kirshner. But catcher is able to haul that, keep it in front of him. Early cocks the bat. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Nice snag by Enloe. Throws him out at first for the third out. And that will do it. In the inning, Arena comes out of the gate with a run on a couple of base hits. No errors. One left at third. After one in Arena, the Aces lead 1-0 over Blanchardville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for all your car key needs. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Stop in and see what they can do for you. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys and fobs that cover approximately 92% of all cars on the road. Walsh's program keys on site and can save you up to 60% off dealership prices. Stop in to check it out at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and at Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful heart.
Through slim batting for the Blanchardville Bullets in the top half of inning number two. Chops one to deep in the hole at short. Alt gloves it, throws, and in time, no! It just Looks like a tie. Tie goes to the runner. Drew Schlemm beats it out for an infield single, and that's the second hit today for Blanchardville. One on, nobody out for Cole Brewer. Cooper Dreyfus in the hitter's circle today. 1-0 Arena in the lead. This game that was delayed 2.5 hours today. We were set to go at 1 o'clock, and Nick Jennings called me early this morning and said, no way. So he said, go take your afternoon nap, and I did. This pitch is down low for a ball. That's probably the only advantage, getting that push back a little bit. Bill got his nappy in. Home talent cuts in the way of my Sunday afternoon naps, but I got a pregame today. Runner leads at first. Workman deals. That one chopped toward left and in there for a base hit. Alt was going to maybe try to dive, but there was no chance. So back-to-back hits. And Blanchardville is in business here in the second with nobody out. Cooper Dreyfus, the DH, will bat. Wearing number 22. His way in. Runners at 1-2 here this afternoon. Nobody out. 3 hits on the day for Blanchardville. Wickman deals. The batter squares and brings it back. It is a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Accu Tim Feedweather says no rain until 10 o'clock tonight in Arena. So here's the pitch. Batter bunts it. It's going to be a pop, and it's almost caught by Miles. Max diving in there. Good effort. Couldn't quite get it back at the screen on that popped-up bunt. So it's 1-1. So it's not supposed to rain in Arena, but if it does, we'll give you Tim's email address and his number. You can text him. Nah, just kidding. Runners leading 1-2. Wickman ready. There's the pitch. Batter squares. Bunts it. Foul on the ground outside of third. Strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arena in need of an out here in the top half of the second inning. Scheduled 9-inning affair here today. Wickman says yes to the sign and is ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. Second strikeout for Ethan Wickman today. A fielder, Riley Gould, will be the batter. Bearing number 9. Checks the sign from Larry Schlemm over at first base. Larry, pitching batting practice today. He actually looked pretty good out there in the heat. Here's the pitch outside for a ball, but he assured me he's not making a comeback yet. 1-0. Runners at first and second for Blanchardville. 1-0 offering is dug out and foul. Third base side, strike one. 1 ball and 1 strike. We remember some great, really tough matchups between Blanchardville and Cazenovia back in the day. A lot of chances for playoff implications or league titles. 1-1 offering, check swing, fouled it. And it's strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The good old days, although people in that era that had played before probably thought 20, 30 years before that were the good old days. 1-2 offering, runners leading at 1-2. Wickman with a pitch. Foul ball out of here over toward the volleyball courts. There's some young men playing volleyball in the sunshine there earlier today. Oh, to be young again. Playing sand volleyball on a warm day like this. Even would have been hot for me to broadcast it. 1-2 is outside. Gould hanging on. Good at bat here in the second inning. Trying to push those Blanchardville runners a little closer to scoring. Riley Gould back in. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. 2 away now. Big strikeout for Ethan Wickman. And the batter will be the catcher, Carson Kirshner. Carson will get the gear off and head to the plate. Drew Schlemm at second. Cole Brewer at first base. Another score from the weekend. Verona over Hollandale, final score of 3-2. That's the key game for the division as well. Michael Hernan was going over all the scenarios. He's got it all figured out about which games mean the most. Back to action now. Kirshner in. Here's the pitch. Bounce. Foul. Nothing in one. Blanchardville getting a few foul balls here off of Wickman, trying to put him in play. Gould fouled off a couple before striking out. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Outside wild, and it's back to the screen. Runners are going to move to second and third. Drew Schlem at third. Cole Brewer at second. On the wild pitch. One ball and one strike to the number nine batter. Tyler McCann is on deck. Top of the order. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off. Out of here. Third base side, strike two. Ethan Wickman working quickly. He's got a chance to get out of here. Two strike offering coming up. Here comes the pitch down low. Two balls and two strikes as they try to get him to chase there. Yes to the sign. Here we go. 2-2 offering is down low, wild, and it's going to get by, and a run's going to come in to score. Gliding in safely is Drew Schlem, and we are tied. Ball three on the batter, 3-2 for the upcoming pitch. Schlem goes to third on a wild pitch and scores on a wild pitch. So the score back to even today. Runner at third. Go-ahead run. Here's the pitch. Down low. He walked him. So Kirshner takes the bag at first base. Top of the order now, Tyler McKeon. McKeon rounding out back in the first inning. Makes his way to the plate here with the runner at third base. So Blanchardville with some work out there trying to get home the go-ahead run. Runners at the corners. Wickman deals low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Guys, a little overcast now in arena. I don't think anybody's complaining. 1-0 offering. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. McKeon grounded out to Alt at shortstop last time. Tyler will check the sign and stand back in. Wickman ready. There's the deal. Curveball low. 2-1. Tyler, I believe, is a, I want to say, great nephew. Maybe just a nephew. The late Butch McKeon, who is a major league experience, pro baseballer back in the day. 2-1 offering the pitch. Bounced foul. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. The late, great Butch McKeon. Had a chance to see him play a couple of times as well. Runners at 1-3. Here in the top half of two. And Wickman trying to get out of it. Brewer at third. Kirshner at first. Runner going first to second. Check swing. He went around, and that'll do it. McKeon strikes out, and that is strikeout number four for Wickman. Blanchardville, however, gets a run on a couple of base hits. There were no errors, and two left aboard. We go to the bottom of two here in arena. 1-1, arena and Blanchardville from WRCO and WRCO.com.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open: public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift houseperson. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cowl clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.